call from the United States of America. Stand by, Americans. Here's Mail Call. One big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear. In answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Yes, man, it's Mail Call. So line up for a swell letter especially addressed to you. We know this edition will be welcomed by you fellas because you've asked for it. That's right. It's one of your favorite shows, which lately you haven't been hearing overseas. Truth or Consequences. And that means that all the festivities are in charge of that quiz expert and laugh master, the Truth or Consequences man in person, Ralph Edwards.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you, Don Wilson. Greetings to all you men and women who are making the enemy take the consequences. Don, who's our first contestant of the evening?
Well, Ralph, the first one is a gentleman named Adolf Osterveen from Los Angeles.
Hello, Mr.
Osterveen?
Is that right?
That's right.
Osterveen?
Yes,
Oster... So whatever it matters, you got your help. Where are you from, Mr. Oster what?
Osterveen.
I didn't get it.
Osterveen.
V, yes. Say it with a towel, don't you? Please. Where are you from, Mr. Osterveen?
Los Angeles.
I see. What is your occupation?
Spanish translator.
Was that so?
Yeah.
Well, mucho hello.
Very merry, gracias stuff.
Yes, senor.
Yes, have you been a translator all your life?
I'd say for the last 10 or 12 years.
What'd you do before that?
Well, just messed around.
I see. Sort of in between, like. All right, now, got nothing. Here is a little question, miss it, and we'll have a little consequence. Okay, Mr. Osterveen?
All right, sir.
All right, sir. Come here, let me translate it for you. There are three glasses on a shelf. Two are filled with champagne, one is empty. What famous king does that remind you of? Truth or consequences, Mr. Osterveen? Three glasses on a shelf, two are filled with champagne, one is empty. What famous king does that remind you of? Hurry up, for Beulah the buzzer blows. Three glasses on a shelf, two are filled with champagne, one is empty. What famous king does it remind you of? Philip the Third. You haven't told the truth, so you must pay the consequences. Now, Mr. Osterveen, over here we have a phonograph, and on it is a record of the one and only Dinah Shore singing So Nice to Come Home To. It's a recording, and it's right over there. Now, as the recording plays, we want you to make believe it's really the lovely girl herself. See, it's just a recording, but will you make believe it's the real Dinah?
Right.
Right. Now, I'm not overexciting you, am I, Mr. Osterveen?
Huh? No, Pat.
Oh, he's a very cool, calculating sort of man here. Now, when Dinah's voice sings you'd be so nice to come home to, you answer. You say, well, come on home then, baby, and all that kind of stuff. See? Huh?
Righto.
Would you like to sit down and rest a while, or is it all right? Huh?
I think I can take it.
Yes, sir. All right. Turn on the microphone. We'll walk over here to this recording machine. You just come over here, unless we're going to find out how good a Romeo you are. Just sit right down there, Mr. Osterveen. Now, remember, when that plays, when that starts, why, you just make love.
Playing a gag on our contestant, Mr. Osterveen. Now, what he doesn't know is that Dinah is right here in person backstage. The recording Mr. Osterveen will listen to is a blank. Now, Dinah's voice will come out of the phonograph, but only because she's singing into a microphone that's attached to the phonograph. When Mr. Osterveen gets into his love-making to the record, the lovely Dinah herself will walk slowly on stage behind Mr. Osterveen. Then we'll hear what happens when our Romeo turns around and sees that real gal behind him. Okay, now back to Ralph Edwards and Mr. Osterveen on stage.
All right, now, we're all set to go. Put your heart and soul into this, Mr. Osterveen. Here goes the record of the girl of your dreams, Dinah Shore. Now, put the needle on, and we will listen. Sure. Make love to her. It's getting ready now.
You'd be so nice to come home to.
Oh, Dinah.
Are you ill or just speaking there, good?
You got me, Dinah.
Sing a lullaby. You'd be out.
You're beautiful, Dinah. I love you. Oh! If I could just hold you in my arms, Dinah.
Under an olive burning
above. Come closer, Dinah. Let me kiss you. Let me just touch you, beautiful gal, you. Yes. Let me hold you, Dinah. Let me hold you.
Who's this touching your shoulder here? Who's this touching your shoulder here?
I hope it's Dinah.
Well, who is it?
You really surprised me, Dinah.
Favorite, boy.
Yeah, did you mean, can I use this one?
Yeah, use this microphone, Dinah.
Did you mean all those nice things you said about me?
Huh? Well, I wasn't kidding about it.
I better get in between here. I can see that.
Well, I think it was awfully sweet of you, and thank you so much.
Oh, that's real swell, Dinosaur. Thanks a whole lot. Fellas and gals like that. All right, Don Wilson, who's next contestant on Truth or Consequences?
Alta Lepar, is that it?
LaPerry.
Oh, LaPerry. Oh, there's an eye on there. Alta LaPerry from Tacoma. She's a housewife.
Don couldn't see your eyes. How do you do, Miss LaPerry? Where are you from?
Tacoma, Washington.
Oh, good. What's happening up in Tacoma now?
I don't know. I've been there for so long.
How long?
Oh, let's see.
You don't have to answer that. How long you lived here in Los Angeles?
I haven't lived here in Los Angeles. I'm in Santa Monica with my husband on his rest leave.
Oh, that's fine. And from Tacoma, there'll be a lot of fellas listening who are from Tacoma. Now, here's your question, miss, and we'll have a little consequence, all right?
Uh-huh.
Huh? What is your occupation, normally?
I'm a housewife.
Yeah, don't just say it that way. I'm a housewife. I'm a housewife. Come in close and talk loud, because we want to hear from Santa Monica. What is the fundamental use of cowhide? Truth or consequences, Mrs. Alta LaPari.
Fundamental use is making overnight bags or purses or...
Nope. Nope. Ain't making no...
Fundamental
use of cowhide to cover the cow. Well, Miss LaPari, I liked your answer, though.
Yeah, sure.
You haven't told the truth, so you must pay the consequences. Well, how do you come by the name Alta?
Alta. Tall.
Well, that's good. That's good. They knew, of course, you were going to be tall when they named you.
My father did.
So, very foresighted. Or four-eyed. Or two-eyed. Hello. Mrs. LaPari, for your consequence, I want you to put your hands behind you. You won't be allowed to use them. That's it. Now, in a very loud voice, explain to this swell audience here and all the fellas and gals listening exactly how to milk a cow.
Oh, my God.
You can't milk, but you can explain how to milk
well,
without
I
your hands.
Well, I don't know.
Yes, you can. Now, listen, but there's just one... we got our hogs high. Sorry. There's just one little thing you must remember. When you come to certain parts of your description, use the word faucets. All right. How to milk a cow.
Well, first you got to have a cow.
First, what do you do?
Gotta have a cow.
Gotta have a cow. You can't milk the stool. You gotta have the cow. Then what?
Then you get your stool.
Put the cow on the stool?
No, you sit on the stool.
No, you sit on the stool. I'm not milking the cow. Where do you sit? Toward the front of the...
Okay, I sit on the stool.
You sit on the... Hold the cow on your lap.
No.
Where do you sit? Toward the front of the cow?
The back. Yes.
Clear back? You get the tail in your face.
You do anyway.
No, I don't. You're milking the cow, all right? Where do you sit?
You sit on the right-hand side or left-hand
side. Keep your hands behind you.
All right. Okay, right hand or left hand, which it depends. But you're supposed to sit on the right side, so
that's
don't
right.
kick you.
That's right. No, mm-hmm. I don't kick you. Now, while you're milking. Now, how many faucets does the cow have?
Four,
that's right. Two for milk and two for cream. All right, give her a big hand. She's all right. Thanks very much. We're right back there. I'm sure our farmer service men got a great kick out of that. LaPerry and our city GIs will know how it's done. Thank you.
Well, here's a dry cleaner from North Hollywood, Ralph, Mr. John Talbert.
Hello.
Ralph Edwards, Mr. Talbert.
How do you do? A dry cleaner, huh?
That's right.
A dry cleaner. Well,
ready.
I say, do something with me. I'm all wet. Will you, Mr. Talbert? You've been... Where? North Hollywood, dry cleaner. Have you been cleaning dry all your life?
Well, more or less.
More or less?
Yes,
I see. What's the biggest business in now? Fellas would be interested to know that. What do you press most of now?
clothes.
I shouldn't have pressed him in the first place, should I? Well, ask a foolish question, you get a foolish answer. Well, that's fine. I'm going to ask you another question and see if I can't stump you. What kind of clothes do you press most? I mean, do they bring in the tops, too, or no?
Well, men's and women's clothes.
Do you press without
children.
Cleaning?
No, we have to clean them first.
You do? You won't press alone?
Well, unless they insist.
Pretty hard
upon
to press alone, isn't it? You
have to. I have a little assistance on that.
Yes, you do. All right, Mr. Talbot. I'm going to get out of this. It's caught up in this thing that's coming up. Here's your question. The leader of what famous band made over $30,000 in one night's work? Truth or consequences, Mr. John Talbot, North Hollywood, dry.
Benny Goodman.
Nope. Jesse James. Boy, he made a lot of money with his band that night. He robbed the bank. Well, Mr. Talbot, you haven't told the truth, so you must pay the consequences. Okay with you?
Fire your pistol.
What?
That's right.
Yeah, man. All right. Now, Mr. Talbot, I want you to meet one of the most glamorous stars of Hollywood, the pin-up favorite of many a fighting GI, the lovely MGM star, Miss Lucille Ball. Come on, Lucille. Welcome. This is mail call.
Yes, I heard it.
That mail call came from Mr. John Talbot. Come over here, Mr. Talbot. He's your consequence partner. Mr. Talbot of North Hollywood, Lucille Ball.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Talbot? Where do we start?
Don't ask him that question. He'll tell you anything. You want to say where we start? That's swell.
Right now.
Yeah, right now. Now, Mr. Talbot, you gave us the name of a friend that you could call on the telephone when we interviewed you in the warm-up before the show, mail call tonight, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
What's his name?
Mel Connell.
I see. And where does he live?
In Burbank.
Right. Now, he doesn't know you're here at mail call and Truth or Consequences.
No one does.
No one does. How do you... Well, we told him that a friendly call was... Lucille Ball knows, though.
Wow.
Huh? Yeah. We told him that a friendly call was coming through, but we didn't tell him from where. Now, first of all, will you sit down on this sofa over here, please? Right over here, Mr. Talbot. That's the stuff. Just sit down, all 6 foot, three of you there. Now, that's the stuff. Now, we'll turn the lights down low. Dim the lights, please. That's it. Now, Lucille, you still there? Lucille Ball, would you please sit on Mr. Talbot's lap? Is that all? Is that all right with you, Mr. Talbot?
Jackson, I don't know what to do.
You don't know what to do? For once, he's stumped. How do you like it? All right, now, Lucille, would you stroke his cheek with one hand? And his hair... His hair, what hair, I say? With his hair with the other hand that you have, that's it.
Now hold still, Mr. Talbot.
I can't. I can't hold still.
Oh, your hair is so soft.
Oh, but yes.
And your cheeks are so bristly.
Yeah, now. Now, Mr. Talbot, shall we stop here or go on with the concert?
I'm not used to this.
Are you married, Mr. Talbot?
Yes, sir, and wife's waiting.
Mr. Talbot, hold on to that phone with your free arm. Now, we have this fellow on the phone now. Wait a minute, just a moment. He doesn't know where you are. Don't tell him you're on Truth or Consequences. But I'll give you $10 extra if you can make that friend believe the truth. $10 if you can make him believe you're seated on a sofa with the lights low, with Lucille Ball on your lap, stroking your hair and caressing your cheek. You can do it?
I'll try.
Now, just tell him that you just called up to say hello. Put the earphones on me, and I'll listen, too, the headphones.
Hello, Mel. Hello, Mel. This is John. Now, look, believe me, if you ever did in your life.
Lucille is snuggling up
to me.
John, you're so strong.
Can you hear me?
You're so wonderful, honey.
I'm sitting here with Lucille Ball, you know, that gorgeous, beautiful redhead, sitting right on my lap, and she's real close. I mean, she couldn't get closer. Now, look, do you believe me, Mel? I wouldn't if I were you, but...
Am Am I heavy, honey?
Did you hear what... Hey, look, Mel.
Does he believe you? Ask you if he believes you.
Here's the whole thing. Tomorrow morning, or whenever I call you...
He's thinking about tomorrow morning already this time. Just ask him now.
Do you believe me?
No, he says.
Don't you really? Hey, really, please believe me. I'm not drunk. It's all...
Mr. Thomas. You can see what his friend thinks of him, anyway.
This is terrific.
Mr. Talbot, hang on, listen. Tell him you'll prove it. Tell him you'll let Lucille speak to him.
Hey, look, Mel, I'll let Lucille Ball speak to you right now. All right, are you ready?
Go ahead. Here's Lucille.
Hello, Mel. John and I were just seated here having a little fun. Do you know who this is?
Don't you believe it?
Wait, hold the wire a minute.
Now, what are you going to do, Lucille?
Well, I'm going to give John the biggest kiss he ever had in his life. There. Now tell your friend who kissed you.
Now tell your friend who kissed you. He can't talk. He's speechless for the first time in his life. The guy is speechless. He can't even talk. Are you all right, Mr. Talbot? Help him back to his chair, will you, boys? He really can't. I guess he doesn't have any breath left to tell his friend, so we'll send a picture of the kiss which was taken. I'll tell you what we'll do, Mr. Talbot. We'll send him a picture, Mel, a picture of the kiss that we had taken, you see, and you'll explain to your friend that way. And Lucille Ball, thanks for adding glamour and a grand sense of humor to the consequences.
Thank you, Ralph, and I really meant that kiss for all the GIs listening. Good night.
Good night, Lucille Ball. I'm telling you, John Talbot never had anything like that happen to him in his life, did he, Don Wilson?
Never.
Who you got next to him?
I'd like to swap places with him, you know.
It wouldn't have been bad.
Here's a housewife from Los Angeles, Ralph. Mrs. Yes. Amanda Cole, K-O-L-L.
How do you do, Mrs. Cole?
They call her Mandy for short.
Oh, well, we'll scuttle her. How do you do, Mrs. Cole?
How do you do, Miss Edwards?
Where are you from?
Los Angeles.
Oh, that's right. Don said that. Tell us about your life and here in Los Angeles from the time you get up in the morning, time you go to bed at night. What happens?
Oh, please don't ask me that.
Really, really working hard, huh? And,
well, big housewife, yeah.
I'll say. Well, God bless you. Now, we have a question for you. Miss, we'll have a little consequence. Are you here alone tonight, Mrs. Cole?
No, K-O-L? I'm not.
What's that?
No, I'm not.
Oh, friends with you?
No.
Who?
My husband.
Oh, not a friend. Oh, indeed. Are you a little nervous?
Yes, I am.
A little shaky?
Just a bit.
Shaky? I'm Gravel Gertie. How do you do? This is Armanda Cole. Now, here's a question for you. Are you ready for it?
Quite.
The question?
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, listen. How many wives... is Mr. Cole here?
Yeah.
Oh, well, plug up your ears on this, Daddy. What's his first name?
Art.
Art?
Uh-huh.
Mr. Cole, plug up your ears. Listen, how many wives does the prayer book allow each man? Truth or consequences? 16. 16. Four richer, four poorer, four better, four worse. Okay, Ms. Cole? You haven't told the truth, so you must pay the consequences. Now, Mrs. Cole, do you think it's the comedian or the material written for the comedian that gets the laugh? Hmm? Do you think it's the material written for him or the man who presents the joke that gets the laugh?
I think it's both.
Well, we're going to find out. We'll take you, an amateur in the ways of comedy, and we'll get a famous comedian and give you the same jokes that we give him. And we'll hear who gets the most laughs, okay?
Okay.
Now, if you do, it proves it's the material, not the comedian that counts, huh?
Sure.
All right, and your comedy partner will be a fella you've heard on the air and seen on the screen more years than he wants to remember. It'll be Jack Haley. Now, you go backstage and rehearse your jokes. Now, we want this to be a fair test, so take plenty of time to go over your script back there, get in shape, and then we'll fix up a little studio. Fix up a real broadcasting studio here. I mean, a little miniature one. We're in a real one. Fix it up on the stage, will you? Al Pasco, that's swell. Now, bring out a curtain and a microphone. We'll get all fixed, and then when Mrs. Cole comes back, we'll give... we'll have Jack Haley come out, and we'll give both a big introduction and fanfare and hear how she makes out. Is she gone? Close the door. Can't hear? Ooh, what's going to happen to her? Now, will Mr. Cole come up on the stage, please? Mr. Cole, come a-running here. Your wife said you were here. All right, come right on over here. I'll go to meet you. Hello, Mr. Cole. How are you?
Okay.
Are you bituminous or not? You're the... what Cole are you?
Soft.
All right. Now, Mr. Cole, you don't want to see your wife let down in front of this audience, do you?
Not at all.
Not at all, I should say not. What is your occupation?
Merchant?
Merchant. Oh, you want her to get more laughs than Jack Haley, don't you?
Oh, sure.
Why, absolutely. What do you think is the surest way to get a laugh? Now, a merchant may not know, but what do you think? What do you think is one of the...
You've got me.
Well, we have, in a way, haven't we? Yes.
We have found that one of the surest ways to get a laugh, Mr. Cole, is to take a common, ordinary lemon meringue pie and push it in somebody's face.
A towel around your neck is just a precautionary move. Now, Mr. Cole, you just stick your... get into that raincoat, will you, please, Mr. Cole? And put a shower cap on him. And if you'll just stick your head out of the screen around here, we're going... That's it. Get your head out there. Oh, what a target for tonight, huh? And there's the shower cap on. Now, Mr. Cole, listen very carefully. We're going to bring your wife and Jack Haley out here. Now, they won't be able to see you because of this screen across here. Now, when Mr. Haley tells the joke, you folks in the audience react just as you feel. You know, it'll be a bad joke. Don't worry. You'll have a hard time getting laughs. And when Mrs. Cole tells her joke, you react just as you feel, too. However, if there isn't enough laughter, we will help things out a bit by pushing into the face of Mr. Cole, the husband, a nice lemon meringue pie. And here are the... Aren't those beauties?
No.
They're lovely. What kind of pie do you like?
Anything but that.
All right, well, give them the custard then instead of that. All right, but with the cream on top. Oh, they're beautiful. They're not the tastiest pies in the world because they're made from substitute materials, but I'll bet you never saw a gooey one. Did you?
Never.
No. All right, now we'll divide the stage, as I say. We're all set, and the two can't see what's going on. We'll show these comedians, won't we, Mr.
They will.
That Jack Haley, we'll show him.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, wait till you'll try to get those laughs. Well, they come back on stage. And Mrs. Cole, too. Bring them back on stage, please. Ah, yes, here comes Mrs. Cole. Mrs. Cole first. Let's have Mrs. Cole. That's it. Oh, she's way out in the soundproof room. That's the stuff. We put her out there purposely. Now, don't give the gag away, see?
Aren't we devils?
Oh, here we are, all set to go. Now, we have a broadcasting studio all set up here. Come on in, Mrs. Cole. You all set to match wits with Jack Haley?
Huh? Yeah.
All right, now, we have a little studio all set up here, and we're going to give you this microphone to work on. Now, you're all set to match wits with Jack Haley, the expert.
Yes, I am.
All right, and here he is now. Come out, Jack Haley! Here he is! This is Mrs. Cole, your adversary in this battle for laughs that I told you about earlier.
How do you do, Mrs. Cole?
Ever had any consequences before, Jay?
Yes, twice, a boy and a girl, but...
No, I mean... I mean like this with Mrs. Cole. Now, remember, you'll tell a joke as a professional, and then Mrs. Cole, the amateur, you'll tell one, okay?
Yes.
All right, we'll see who wins. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready to sock him right in the face.
Good. That's probably just what'll happen. All right, now we're all set to go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, presenting that star of stage, screen, and radio, the one and only Jack Haley! Yeah, man! Hello, Jackie boy.
Hello, Ralphie boy.
I understand you have a new goat out your way.
Yes, Jackie boy, I have.
Yeah, I'm Ralphie boy. You're Jackie boy.
Oh, excuse me. That's
all. Well, how do you keep the goat from smelling?
I'll make sure if you're Ralphie.
Put the glasses on. There he puts the glasses on. I understand you have a new goat out your way.
Yes, Ralphie boy, I have.
Well, how do you keep him from smelling?
I cut off his nose.
That wasn't so hot, was it?
Yeah, I don't think they got it.
No, it must have been something wrong. Well, maybe if we try again, someone will get it. All right. Mrs. Cole, your turn. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Yes, all right. I remember you're showing Jack Haley up. All right. Are you nervous about this?
Yes, something tells me.
No.
I should be nervous.
Well, no, nothing's going to happen to you. Don't you worry. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting that star of stage, screen, and radio, the one and only... What's your first name?
Mandy.
Yeah. Mandy Cole! Mandy girl.
Hello, Ralphie boy.
I understand you had an accident. Your horse fell in the bathtub.
Yes, Ralphie, he did.
Well, what did you do? What did you do?
I pulled the plug out.
Think of that, Jackie Haley.
She must have something that I don't see.
It's the delivery, I think. The delivery. Well, she topped you, Jack.
Yeah, well, no wonder she had a better joke than I did.
Oh, well, okay, then. We'll give you both the same jokes this time. Jack, you take it off first. You ready?
Okay.
All right. Well, Jackie boy, I understand you got married.
Yes, Ralph, I did.
Yeah. Where did you meet your wife?
I met her in a revolving door, and we've been going around ever since.
Yeah. This is sabotage.
Not so hot there, Jack. Not so hot.
Well, I don't think the mic is on. Can they hear me out there?
Yes, they can hear you. Now, Mrs. Cole, it's your turn again. We'll have the same joke, see?
Yes.
All right. Well, Mandy girl, I understand you got married.
Yes, Ralph, I did.
Yeah, where did you meet your husband?
I met him at a revolving door. We've been going around together ever since.
Have been on the stage before.
I've never been to a microphone before.
She's a real professional, isn't she? You never have been on the stage?
Never. Been
you haven't practiced before? Just that little bit off stage.
That's right.
That's all you practice.
Well, the gentleman thinks.
Well, how do you like the...
Jeez. I'd like to sign her up.
Yeah.
She said husband. I had to say wife.
That might have been what did it, Jack. That might have been. It's easy for you, though, isn't it?
Fairly.
You're just as easy as pie, I can see that. All right, shall we try again?
Pie? Oh, what's that?
Shall we try again, huh?
Yeah,
no, you're not going to get a pie, huh?
This time she goes first. I'm tired warming up this audience for her.
Okay, Jack. Well, Jack, it's with you. I'll do it with you. Jack wants you to go first. All right, well, Mandy girl, who did you marry?
I married an X-ray specialist.
An X-ray specialist? How come?
He was the only one who could see anything in me.
I tell you, really sensational. Isn't she wonderful, Jack?
Very remarkable.
Yes, wonderful.
But I quit.
Haley's gonna quit, it's true.
I quit. She's got a secret weapon.
Jet propulsion, I guess. Well, Mrs. Cole, to what do you attribute your success as a comedian, huh?
To you, Mr. Edwards.
No, believe me. Do you think another man besides Jack Haley could have gotten laughs?
I certainly do.
You do, huh? A lot of other men could. Huh? No, if Haley can't get him, nobody can get him, is the way I think, because we wanted to get the best comedian we could think to just team up with you and make a real test. Do you think this man behind this screen could get as many? Who is that man? Who is it?
Terrible.
You look like a dessert that's just about to be served. The pie-faced man is your husband, all right. Well, Mrs. Cole, you have the greatest sport in the world for a husband. Water and towels are backstage, Mr. Cole, also your prize money. Oh, this is Jack Haley, Mr. Cole.
Not even
mine. We were just about to shake hands with you and decided better.
How do you do, Mr. Cole? Gee, I wish...
Not so well.
I wish I could get laughs like you.
What did you say, Jack?
I say I wish I could get laughs like him.
Okay, you ask it. Give it to him, boy. Give him the prize. Well, fellas, we've had a lot of fun being on Mail Call tonight, and we hope that you got a kick out of Truth or Consequences. The grand prize winner was John Talbot with Lucille Ball on his lap. Now, this is Ralph Edwards saying thanks to all the folks who were good-natured enough to become our victims here this evening and hoping there's enough left of Mail Call so that we can be asked to come again sometime. So long, fellas.